Today is Monday, April 6th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. I just got finished helping Taylor the Latte Boy with some audio. Well, not even really audio. I mean, some setup stuff for his podcast. So if you're a listener of Pod is My Co-Pilot, you can thank me. Because I know Taylor has been playing voicemails from his phone into the microphone. And should all of this work as I expect it to work, the next time that you guys hear voicemails... Now, apparently they have a couple episodes in the can, so it might be a few weeks from now, or, you know, whenever he plays voicemails again. But whenever you hear voicemails, they should be of better quality. We'll see. I mean, he could call me crying, you know, and not be able to... I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. But I spent like an hour on the phone with him, or on Zoom, on a conference call. Actually, we did both Zoom and Skype, because, you know, why not? And I spoke to Taffy as well, and yeah, everything was good. So over the weekend, so on Saturday, we did nothing. In fact, we did so little on Saturday that... I text, Mark is downstairs, but I don't want to walk downstairs. So I was about to record and I was like, oh my God, what did we do over the weekend? Because I have Alzheimer's apparently. And I can't remember what we did. All of this COVID-19, you know, staying at home as much as possible and all that is really like, I don't know, maybe it's getting to my brain, because I literally, days are like running together. And I don't remember what we did one day versus another. And so anyway, I was like, Mark, what? So I text messaged Mark because he's downstairs. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go downstairs. I want to get this recording done. I don't want to walk down the stairs. My knees hurt. So I texted him and I'm like, what did we do on Saturday? And actually what we did on Saturday, I think he forgot one thing. But we worked out. We did P90X. I had a leftover burger. So we went to Whataburger on Friday night. Not Whataburger, but What a Burger. What a Burger. But it's spelled, it's pronounced Whataburger. Not water, Wata. No R. Scotty Battler. Anyway, so Scotty Battler always thinks I'm saying Whataburger, but I'm not. So... we had that Friday night. I did. Mark, see, I can't cook on Friday nights because right now during Lent, because Mark can't have meat during Lent, and I don't eat seafood. So I would literally have to cook one meal for him and one meal for me. And so I decided I was going to have Whataburger, and Mark actually had some like frozen shrimp or something that he cooked for himself. Because how am I going to know if it tastes good? I can't taste it because, well, I don't want to taste it because I don't like the taste of seafood. And seafood always tastes bad to me. So I feel like me trying to cook seafood is not a good thing. Well, they made a mistake and they brought me out the wrong burger. And I didn't even say anything to them. I was about to leave and they came out and said, oh, we're sorry, sir. We got your order wrong on that burger. Here's the correct one. But they didn't want to take the other one back. So I put the other one in the refrigerator because I wasn't going to eat two burgers. And then the next day for lunch, I had half of that because I wasn't super hungry. So I just threw the other half away. Actually, a burger warmed in the microwave is not good. I don't care how good the burger was originally. You know, it's just not. And there's no way to take like the mayo and ketchup and all that and mustard off of it. You know, and you need to heat the bun up because when you put the bun in the refrigerator, the bun gets hard. Anyway, it's not a good thing. So it was not good the second day. But we did that and we bathed Sydney because Sydney's groomer has now closed and they're not going to be open until who knows when. So they called and said, you know, they'll call us when they're going to be reopening. And so... we needed to give her a bath because she was starting to get stinky. So we did that. We did P90X. We watched a bunch of YouTube. All of this is like a list that Mark sent me because I couldn't remember what we did. I mean, now that he's reminded me, I remember. And then we ordered Carrabba's for delivery. And I tipped the driver extra because, you know, the Grubhub driver, because I know they're having, well, delivery drivers are probably doing great right now, but I know that, you know, everyone's having a horrible time with the economy doing what it's doing and restaurants cutting shifts and laying people off and all that kind of stuff. So I tipped extra to the Grubhub driver, and she was lovely as well. I texted her because she texted and said, hey, they're running a little bit late at the restaurant. Your order is going to be a little bit late. And actually the order was early, but she texted me to say that. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. I said, hey, we love bread. So don't forget to have them put some bread in the bag. And she said, oh, no problem at all. I'll make sure they put bread in the bag. Because you don't order bread. Carrabba's just gives you bread. And I wanted to make sure that we had bread in our order, because I really like bread. I'm all about some bread. I'm like Oprah. And so anyway, I gave her an extra tip. She was really nice. And I didn't see her because they're doing that touchless delivery, contactless delivery, or whatever they call it. So they're like, we'll leave it. And I put a table out there because it's hard to describe, but basically our address leads to the alleyway. And it's one of those situations where you have a garage, you have a row of garages at the back of every house, and your address is actually the alley. But our garages don't have doors, and they don't have, I mean, they don't have like a, they have a garage door, but they don't have like a door like a human would use. And they don't have doorbells. And so the last time we had pizza delivered, I was scolded by the pizza delivery driver because he said he didn't know how to get our attention because our garage was closed and there was nowhere to knock or ring the doorbell, and he had to walk around like a long way to come to our front door, but there's nowhere to park in the front. So I thought, okay, since, you know, this Carrabba's lady, I don't want her to be confused. So I put in the notes, I'll leave the garage door open, I'll set a table by our door, and you can just set the food on the table, because what they do is they'll set the food down and they'll text you, and then you never see them. You just, you know, they text you and then they leave. And so it worked great though. She texted, I left a little bit of an extra tip on the table so she could pick that up, and I wrote a note. I put it in an envelope and wrote a note, extra tip, and got the food. And then we watched Onward on Disney Plus, and it was cute. I mean, I really like, it's about, I don't know, these sons who, their father has passed away, and they're from this magical land where there used to be magic, and magic is going away because electricity was invented, technology came along, yada yada. It was cute. And so we did that, and that was pretty much our Saturday. And then on Sunday, we did go view homes. Our realtor made a list, put a list together of all the homes that we wanted to view. But there was no one at the house. There were no one at the houses. And we did plenty of, like, you know, hand sanitizer, and after, you know, we didn't touch our faces or anything like that. But we went through each house and then wrote notes for our realtor, you know, to let her know, like, what we liked, what we didn't like, all that kind of stuff. And there was no one at any of these houses. You know, they were just, well, I'm assuming she scheduled them. So she said, okay, this one's at 1, this one's at 1:30, yada, yada. And then by the time we got there, there was no one there. Most of the houses, except for the last two, were being lived in. But no one was there when we got there. So we went through and, you know, looked up. And I wouldn't say, I mean, we do have a top two from that list, but I wouldn't say that there's anything, you know, that we were dying to make a bid. Bid is not the right word. That we were dying to put in an offer on. It's really hard, though. I mean, when you're looking for a house, you realize you have all of these requirements, and some things that you didn't even think was going to be a requirement becomes a requirement when you start walking through these houses. Like, we're walking through these houses, and I want to get a hot tub, and I want the hot tub to be out on like a back deck or something like that. Well, Mark really wants a location that's a good location, that's close to the highway and close to where he can get to work if we ever start going back to work. And so, but you find that there's not very much privacy in these backyards. If you're in these subdivisions where they're close to the highway, you know, you're kind of in civilization, the fences are not very tall, and you can literally, if you're on any kind of a slope at all, you can literally, the people in the house behind you can see right in. So I'm like, oh, well, now I have a new criteria. We need either a privacy fence, or we need a house that has a yard that's angled it such a way so that the people can't see in. And you don't want to see junky houses next to you in your backyard. So like, that's another criteria. Like, it needs to be a neighborhood that's nice enough that I don't look out and see like junkyards, you know, out my back window or whatever. And there's all kinds of other things that come up, but it was a good first viewing. And we do have a couple that we're still interested in, but not so much so that we're going to make an offer yet. We're going to look at some more. She's going to keep sending us stuff. She kind of has a better idea now that we've sent her notes of what we want. So we're still going through it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.